Parashas Pinchos, Yom Lechaveiroi. Chazal say the Medrash says the din who knows who knows the schara. The din who knows the schara. What's the pshat? So there's a famous word from the Stipler, Birkas Peretz, the Gevalt, Gevalt. The Stipler says that b'derech klal schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka, we don't get schar in this world for mitzvahs. The reward for mitzvahs in the next world, is not only the next world, this world you got b'risi shalom. So the Stipler says apir gemar gedush lamitaz. The Gemara says, and we say it every day, these are things that we eat, the fruits in this world, and the principle is saved for the next world. And the Mishnah goes on to enumerate many mitzvahs. What's the common denominator of all those mitzvahs? The common denominator of all those mitzvahs is they're all mitzvahs that have to do with other people. Because what we do for others, that's what the Gemara is Mechag Gedushin. When it's a mitzvah that's only to you and the Lord, so that those mitzvahs get paid back only in the next world. But mitzvahs that are between you and the Lord, and also others, you know, people that affect others, so then, chutz from the fact that you're also being mekayim a mitzvah between you and the Lord, because God wants you to do this mitzvah, there's also benefiting other people in this world. So Lord, for the Lord, that's the next world, doing things for the Lord. But doing things for other people, helping other people, that is something where the reward is in this world. You get payback also in this world. Pay rice by the mazah. It's a tremendous ach. So Zok the Stipler, that's the pshat. We would have said, if we looked at Maisa Pinchas, the Kanoi is Kinoasi, the Kanoi is Bezer Bezer Chom. He did something for the Lord. Rashi says, the Kinoak was the Kinoasi, the Katzbo is a Ketzav Shaili Liksoi. So the Chor, this Maisa was a total Maisa. Ha-poya, ha-poya la-ram is Kanoim, poigim boy. So much mechanic kinnas Hashem is a love, in love with Hashem. You know, this Hashem speaks out clearly that the need of kinnah doesn't come from anger. You see a guy all angry, okay, he's kippy. The anger has to can't be generated from love. It can't because the guy's angry, stop. It has to come from love. A kinnah, a love for Hashem so much that it's like your loved one, someone's attacking your loved one, so then you get all enraged. When it comes down for you because you're an angry guy, we have to be question mark that look. That's what has to come from himself. It can't come, he has to start asking and this and that. So Kanoim Poigimbo is because the person in love with Hashem, he's doing it for the Lord. So therefore, Be'etzim Pincha should only have gotten next world reward. It's kind of the reward in the next world. What's the, so Zok the Medrash, Bedinu Shonot Laschara, why? Because for the Chilisis B'nai Yisrael, at the end of the day, in this Maisa, it prevented the plague from continuing, from wiping out more people. And Mela, it was Yotze, Zok the Stiver, that in this plague there was also Yotze, a benefit a tremendous benefit. So many people were saved from death. That's the Taish in the Medrash. But the Yisoid Rabbi says a beautiful Yisoid Rabbi says, didn't understand. The Rosh says in the beginning of Masech to pay because of this, that a mitzvah ben Olam Lachaveiroi has more chashivas than a mitzvah ben Olam Lamokah. People don't want to know that. So it says the Rosh in Masech to pay, because a mitzvah ben Olam Lamokah and Lachaveiroi has in it also ben Olam Lamokah. Because the Ibn Shem that told you to do it, so you also Mekayim a tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you also Mekayim, you're also doing, you're helping and benefiting somebody, you're giving somebody else a nachas ruach. The Svei nachas ruach, that's the mile of a shlomim, right? And he knows he's bishi shalom. Mile of a shlomim is achilas bailim and achilas kavoya. Everybody benefits. All the kehanim eat, everybody benefits from it. The kehanim, others, yourself, shlomis amiti. And he knows he's bishi shalom, shlomis amiti. Because when involved is also you're benefiting others, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a very, very important thing, Rabbi Yisrael, to understand. How important is a mitzvah, where the mitzvah pertains of doing something for somebody? How we're going to realize sometimes a person is running out. And he doesn't understand, you know, to do a mitzvah, but I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom to be marked in any mitzvah, ben olam lamokom, complete ben olam lamokom. But we have to understand about how choshev v'enei Hashem is a mitzvah ben olam lachaveiroi, and how much reward we see. You know, a guy, you know, how a person understands how much it is reward by treating his friend properly, by giving a friend time and listening out to his sorrows and trying to help him out and do things for somebody else. And chesed, Rabbi said, oh, is this what the version wants? We spend so much time busy with this chesed, Rabbi said, so much time, so much involved with the chesed. If no one else could do it, avada, this is what you have to do right now. That's your tachlis, avada. The greatest chesed that a person could do in this world is Talmud Torah, Kenegas Gula. It has also been on the Chaveira, because at the end of the day, the whole world benefits from Torah. But the Maizah Sobe Shaldov, a person has to understand the Chashivas Be'enei Hashem of a mitzvah, where a person, and we have to understand the Chashivas, that there's so much involved over here. You're doing Ratzon Hashem. It's very important to understand that when a person goes out doing Chesed, it's not only, oh, he's a nice guy. You know, there's a story in the Ramosha book. So, there's a story in the Ramosha book that Rav Reuven, I think this is on this story, anyway, Rav Reuven Feinstein was making a bar mitzvah for his son, and it came out the same day as the Aguda convention. So they scheduled that, because Ramosha obviously had to be by the Aguda convention, the Aguda Lador. So they scheduled that the bar mitzvah would be in Sifta Tvesh on Thursday, to make a suda and everything. And Shabbos, their family do it out with Rav Moshe. And they asked Rav Reuven afterwards if he felt a little, you know, upset. He said, his grandfather is so popular, so involved with Sarech HaTzibah, the whole Klal Yisrael needs him. And Rav Reuven mentioned that, Chas v'Shalom, and anyway, I know my father will always love me. He said, how do you know? So he says, he said over the story that Ramosha used to wake up Rav Reuven in the morning for Shabbos, for school, whatever it was. And when he used to wake him up, he used to take his clothes and he used to put them on the radiator before him, that the clothes should be warm when the kid got up. So he said, I knew that my father loved me, cared for me. Second thing he used to do is that whenever we had guests, even on Shabbos, we had guests, he always put me next to him. No matter how many guests were there, he was always next to me. He always looked out for me. So, in the book, I think in the footnote on this story, I think if I correctly, on the footnote in the Ramosha book over there, it says that this is from a different book, which it's a different book. That's a book of the story of the book of Shloimeh. So in that book says that he said over one of his shmuzim that I saw in the book of Shlomo also, but they said over that when this story, the book came out of Ramosha, says Klaiso was brought to a tremendous nechas this week. They got the book of Ramosha came out, and he said the stories with Ramosha putting the clothes on the heathen. He said Ramosha didn't just do it because he's a nice guy. You know, Moshe was a nice. Moshe was a nice guy. He wasn't a nice. He did everything because the Torah. This is what the Torah is a command. The Torah wants that we should think about our children, our family, or others. Everything that Moshe did, Moshe said the book. He says, "Look, Moshe did it because he was a nice guy." Yeah, Moshe. You know, he had good midot. He did it because this is what the Torah wanted. This is the man. I feel the Beis Shammai. They say Beis Shammai. You know, Beis Shammai is the one that. Beis Shammai is what we call the way the Gemara says in Shabbos 31a. Gemara brings the story that the Ger comes to Shammai and he says, you know, teach me Torah on one foot. The Shammai throws him out of the base. There's what are you sugar the Torah on one foot. He goes to Hillel. So the Gemara brings common stories where they see that Shammai is more of a what's it called? They call kapta p'tuda kaptenuso. He's more makbid. He's more stringent, more letter of the law. And Hillel is more foregoing. He's more a little bit wider, broader. So it was a chilukim. So we see, oh, so everybody takes the picture of Shammai, Chashashon Beis Shammai. Wow, the Amish walk in there, his face is all stern. Like the Amish walk over to him with a very, very serious face. You go over, he's like, I'm scared. Can I ask the Rishi Shiva, like shaking because his face is so still? Can I ask, what was the famous word of Shammai? What the famous? I'm a Kabbal, it's called a Savior upon an office. I'm a Kabbal, called a Savior upon an office. Who said it? Not Hillel, Shammai. Why? Because that's what the Torah wants. The same Shammai who was Makapadusa threw the Ger out of the base man out of the Kapadunuso, because this is what the Torah wants from a person. And the same Torah that's Machayev the Dikduk, and the same Torah that's the seriousness when it comes to Menom Lachaveiroi, when it comes to Makom Sorry, when it comes to talking to the Burj with a certain amount of seriousness, and you do it in a certain way, when it comes to Menom Lachaveiroi, the loving and the care, and that's also Al Pi Torah. That's the Burj Mitzvah. That they sit with a person sometimes, and if it's a tzoyach, what we're supposed to do is when Moshe is sitting with people. And then we saw Salanta the night of Kol Nidje was shaking the lul of a baby, the carriage of a baby, because the mother went to shul because he was crying and everybody was waiting for him. That's what the Torah wants. Hagam, the mice you would think Kol Nidre, the shul is the most important thing, saying Kol Nidre. But I'm sure it's not, no, a crying baby, taking care of the crying baby is much bigger. Because in that, you have the tzibah from the Shem. And also, there's a tzar, the tzar of the Yanuka. There's a tzar of the Yanuka. How much the Torah is machshiv, every pain, all the chavirah person, that it's not just stams, but the Torah demands of us to be machshiv and the oichel perusei, and the mazer of us. People are always looking for segulas. I want to have hatschar and all the mazer. I want to have look. We'll go to this. You know, the guy's running here. That you know, who knows where? Some type of town up north in New York, in Israel. You go to this thing. You dive into a swimming pool there, and you come out, and you're all changed. You go to school for Parnassah. You go here. You put, you know, you go in and you put a bird on your head, and it makes on you. And then it's a skula for Shalom Bayis. Anyway, Bikitsa, Brother Master Shavu Shaldaba, everyone's looking for different types of schools. The Torah is a foolish ailut for him. Parnosa, the person wants good Parnosa. He wants to have Hatzloch and Parnosa. Ailut for him. Sha'oya Sha'oda Oichel Peirik Seba Oilam Hazel. It means you're going to get reward in this world for it. Reward in this world, it's something in this world. So we have to go look for unbelievable segulas and this and that. The Torah says the biggest segula, Eilu Dvarim, work on Mavaka Choyla, Chaz Mishon, we shouldn't have any Choyla. All the things it says over there, Vavosh, Shon, Ben, 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 Ben,